Fasten your seatbelts,
because today we're going for some big-time drafts.
I ride in some of the weirdest trucks on the planet.
Now it's steamroller time! Let's burn them!
I take an 18-wheeler for a spin and get a taste for life on the road.
Yoo-hoo!
This is the biggest tire in the world.
I pick up tons of sand in search of black gold. Oil, that is. Bet you never seen a truck this big.
It takes a lot of power to move this thing.
And Charlie shows us how the same things that make clocks work also run the biggest trucks on the highway.
You see, gears allow me to pedal efficiently.
It's Popular Mechanics for Kids. Mega Trucks!
I'm Alicia.
Hey, I'm Tyler.
So, what are you doing?
I'm brushing up on the rules of driving. Oh, you want to quiz me?
Yeah, sure. Okay, let's see. Question number one. Where is the ignition located?
Well, it's simple, right here.
I don't think that's the ignition.
Of course not. I knew that. Why don't you try one?
Okay.
All right, what's the first thing a driver should locate when he enters a new state or province?
A country music station.
Driving an 18-wheeler is a very noble profession. It takes lots of strength and skill, not to mention years of training. Well, unless, of course, you host your own TV show.
Well, Tyler, we've got our dispatch, and we're going to be taking a load of cookies to Chicago, Illinois.
This is Rodney Orr. He's a truck driver. He's traveled all over North America. And today, I'm going to be his co-pilot.
Well, let's get those cookies delivered.
First, we hook up our trailer.
They call this the fifth wheel. And it hooks up to the kingpin. With this, any truck can hook up to any trailer. Before heading the road each morning, we have to do a 21-point inspection to make sure everything's safe.
You make sure that the nuts are all tight and the air levels are up. These airlines underneath here, if there's a leak, it could damage our braking system.
Before leaving, I crank up the dolly legs that hold up the front of the trailer. Let's go pick up those cookies!
Wow, this thing's huge! There's a bed.
Yes, Tyler. Well, when we're on the road for long periods of time and it's time to go to sleep, just hop in the bunk. We carry a lot of stuff with us at times when we're driving down the highway. Keep some groceries, a refrigerator to keep the milk cold.
Whoa.
Here. Can I have some?
No, it's our job, Tyler, to make sure that all these cookies get to Chicago on time and with no damages.
More stuff is shipped by trucks than by any other means of transportation. I mean, this here is dog food, but another day it could be fish food or patio furniture or fridges.
Right beside the other one on the left. Perfect, all right.
Now we hit the road for Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, a computer, what's this for?
Well, that's one way that we can keep in contact with our dispatch office. They can send us messages and we can send messages back to them.
Hey, I got a message.
Stop fooling around with the computer.
You know, Tyler, I just thought of this. There's a truck driver training school on our way. How'd you like to stop in and give this a whirl?
Yeah!
Well, Tyler, it's your turn. Let's go.
Well, why are we at an airport?
Well, we're here to make sure that you're not going to hit anything. Lots of room, open space. Let's go.
All right. It's burning.
pick your speed up a little bit, hand on the shifter, and now, one, two. You gotta take your foot off the accelerator. That's reverse. Not bad.
Is that okay?
Yep, that's okay.
This is unbelievable. I'm driving 18 wheels.
Just try and follow these lines. There you go. Now you can bring it around and start accelerating nice and light. Look up where you're gonna go so you know where to aim the truck. Okay, put your hand on the shifter. Remember where five is, right here? That's it. Nice shift.
I feel like a trucker. I can drive and I don't even have my license.
Tyler, I think you're doing better than some of the trainees that I've had.
Thanks.
That was a great job. We'll have to change your name from Tyler Kite to Trucker Kite.
Oh, yeah. Try using the world's largest shovel to load $1 million sand into. A pickup truck? Not gonna work. It takes one huge dump truck, the world's biggest.
There's no falling asleep on this job.
Whoops! That's coming up on PMK. Where do the big pieces of rubber you see littering the highway come from? Trucks! When a truck's tires don't have the right air pressure, they start to heat up. They become hotter and hotter until they come apart and litter the highway with scrap rubber. What kind of truck is this? It spits fire, blows smoke, and makes a noise you wouldn't believe. That's because it has an engine taken from a jet plane. And the engine is souped up with an afterburner. The afterburner takes the jet's exhaust and burns it. That doubles the truck's already awesome power. It can even race a plane and win.
Today we get to check out some of the biggest and baddest driving machines on the planet.
You know what that means? We get to check out some of the biggest, baddest air hoses on the planet.
Right.
What? Well, I figure.
This is as good a time as any to fill up some of my stuff. Tyler, that's a high-pressure air hose. They use that for giant truck tires. What you're looking for is something like a bicycle pump.
This will go faster. Whoa! Yeah. No, my fault. I didn't get a good grip. Here, let me try again.
Whoa! I think I've seen enough.
Oh, what about my dinghy?
Your dinghy's gonna have to wait.
Schnitzel.
In a few minutes, we're gonna ride some massive trucks. But first, let's take a moment to honor the neglected cousins, the freaks of the truck world. Today, I get to check out some weird-looking cleaning trucks. They told me I'll be swept off my feet. Hey, you're the cool one, a sweeper. Wait a second, no, stop. I don't really want to be swept off my feet.
I'm just joking, Alicia. Go on, hop in.
Okay, I'm gonna go in the driver's seat.
Okay.
Okay, let's see how easy it is to drive this truck. Maybe I'll start the brooms. Oh, it's really easy. Fooled ya. Peter's really driving. This truck has two driver seats, so the driver can see each side of the road when he's cleaning them.
Water shoots out to keep dust from flying around. The broom sweeps the trash under the truck where a strong vacuum sucks it inside.
When the road roads are full of cracks and potholes. They use this strange device called a toaster because it toasts the streets. It's actually a giant propane heater. Ah, nice and warm. Okay, lower it! And now we're ready to cook some toast. Uh-oh, I think next time I'll use a smaller toaster.
The heated asphalt becomes really soft. Add new asphalt. Then you rake it.
Now it's steamroller time! Nice and smooth.
This is a water tank truck to clean the streets. Its spray is so powerful that it can be used as a fire truck.
This truck is also used to water flowers, but it has enough pressure to blow them away. That's why we have to change the pressure. Wow, those flowers are thirsty. I bet you're thirsty too.
This little guy can do lots of things because of all its accessories. Lawnmower, a snowplow, a snowblower, a broom, a weed cutter, a fertilizer applicator. There are dozens of them.
It's called a trackless because it doesn't have tracks like the snowplow, which is useless in the summer.
They're actually very easy to drive. You want to try it?
Yeah.
The great thing with this truck is that it turns on a dime because of its two parts.
This trackless will definitely not make you puke less. One of the most boring and disgusting jobs in the world is picking up garbage manually. It's even worse than cleaning my room. Fortunately, there's Madvac, also known as Elephant Vac because of its long trunk. That's it. I'm taking this to clean my room.
No! No! Oh, stop! Stop!
Charlie shifts into high gear.
With each turn of the pedal, you'll go faster. You see, gears allow me to pedal efficiently.
Fire trucks have to move fast. And they've got to be tough. These trucks have to go through some pretty serious tests. When fire trucks finally hit the streets, you can count on them to perform. Pikes Peak is one extreme race. It pits man and machine against the mountain. There are 156 dangerous turns on the way up to the peak. Lots of cars have taken the challenge, but Wild Thing was the first truck to ever attempt this dangerous climb. Raced by the sheer drop at speeds of 70 miles or 112 kilometers per hour. And it safely crossed the finish line. Wild Thing showed us that trucks can also make it to the top.
Gears.
I know what I'm doing. Leave me alone.
Your truck is still in first gear. First gear is always slow.
I hate backseat drivers.
Hey, watch out.
That's bad, right?
Please never play me again.
Oh, come on!
Maybe when you learned about how gears work.
Excuse me, you think I don't know about gears? I mean, you think I don't know about gears? Excuse me, do you know who I am?
Uh-oh, here he goes again.
You can find gears in cars, your bike. Trucks have up to 52 gears, and all gears interconnect, like this. You see, gears allow a truck or any other moving vehicle to use power efficiently.
A big, powerful truck needs a low gear to make it up a steep hill, and a high gear to speed along a straight stretch of road.
Look, I'll turn the big one a full rotation around and watch the smaller one. It goes around twice. The little one has to turn two times to get the big one to go around just once. It works just like the gears on a bike. In low gear, with every full rotation of the pedal, the wheel turns around only once. But in high gear, with every full rotation of the pedal, the wheel turns around 3.5 times.
Going uphill is a lot of work, but it takes less force if I shift into a lower gear. It takes more pedal turns to make the wheel go round, but it's easier to do.
A flat road doesn't require much force, so you can choose a higher gear and make the wheel turn more times around with each turn of the pedal. You'll go faster. You see, gears allow me to pedal efficiently.
They also let an engine work more efficiently to turn those big wheels.
Okay, I take it back. You sure know your gears.
Now, how about another game?
Shift gears.
Stop backseat driving. Maybe I should have shifted gears just a little sooner. Yo, anybody for a game of hoops? Triplets!
Truck drivers today can forget about playing hooky. The companies they work for can find out a truck's exact location in seconds. That's because the truck has a black box called a vehicle location unit. They click on a mouse at company headquarters, and a radio signal goes out in search of this black box. When the system finds it, the black box sends a signal back with its location. They can tell if the driver is really where he's supposed to be.
On billions of dollars. This sand contains oil, lots of it. And if you squeeze the oil out,
you could make products we use every day, like gasoline for our cars. And that makes this sand as good as gold.
But getting the oil out of the sand takes big money. That's because you need big equipment like this. At the Syncrude Mine near Fort McMurray, Alberta.
This is one of the world's largest mines. And this is a mining truck. It can carry up to 320 tons. That's like carrying 300 cars.
Its wheels are about 12 feet tall. This is the biggest tire in the world. It takes a lot of power to move this thing. Because each wheel is so big,
there's a motor for each one of them.
Each one of these picks up about 35 loads a day. Let's go pick up one. Hi, Denny.
Hi, Alicia.
A giant shovel scoops the oil sand and dumps it into our truck. So now there's 136 tons in the truck. This is the largest hydraulic shovel in the world. It takes only 4 scoops to fill up the truck.
It's pretty shaky when he does that.
Yeah, he does.
This is what would happen if you dropped just 1 shovelful on a regular pickup truck.
Driving over to the crusher where we're gonna dump our load. But how can you see anything? I can't even see over.
Most of the time we judge our distance and we use the mirror. Most of the people that surround us, they know that we're around because we're so big.
Yeah, you're so big, how could they miss you? Denny has to be really aware about everything that's going on around him. There's no falling asleep on this job. Otherwise, it could cost someone's life.
Whoops. This is called a crusher. It's the final destination for the mining trucks. Pressure in the crusher is incredible. Falling in there would be deadly. Once crushed, the oil sand travels on a conveyor belt to the plant, where people will extract the oil.
Well, job well done. But where did I put my hat? Oh, no!
Whoops! Oopsie!
Studying?
Still trying to figure out where to locate the ignition.
Well, that's it for the show today. We also like to... Oh. That was close.
Here we go.
The bicycle! Ah!